You're listening to a Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support the show and hear exclusive content, please subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes. And don't forget to visit us at decemberschildrennd.com.
Dissecting every note and reviewing what they wrote. Album Coroners, Album Coroners.
Oh, welcome to Kokomo.
Welcome to another edition of Album Coroners with December's Children. And tonight, a very special album, Motley Crue's Too Fast for Love, their debut, I believe.
I'm excited about this one.
We've got Scott Johnston here. We'll be talking about him a little bit later. We've got Trevor D., a guy who probably spun some of these records on the radio.
I'm happy to be here.
We got Jeff Flatton, who loves this song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. We got to listen to Crue tonight. Kim Rost is here.
Hey, how's it going?
She's traveled from the kitchen to get here.
I sure did.
Wow.
That wasn't a sexist joke. She was literally in the kitchen 5 seconds ago. And my own soul brother. Did I use that one already?
Probably. Who cares?
We got Kurt Lowe here.
Your soul brother. You should use it all the time.
I should use it. And I am Ryan. So tonight at Album Coroners, again, we are going to be discussing Motley Crue's Too Fast for Love. My favorite Motley Crue album.
I heard it was
bar none.
They were too fast to too fast.
Too fast for love.
They were too fast for love. All right, so we're going to delve a little bit into the songwriting, or I guess the songs themselves, which ones are our favorite. And we're going to decide whether or not this album is living or deed.
Well, it's approximately our age, so.
Right.
Let's hope it's alive.
Now,
it's your age.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to Ryan specifically. Sorry, you can't hear this on the radio, but I'm looking directly.
He's looking directly at me.
Okay. Hands closer to the microphone.
So now
the rest of you, I don't know how old you people are.
So, and I don't know either.
So this album was done in 1982, correct? And Bill Withers was the heavyweight champion.
It's Mike Weaver.
Oh, yes.
The lean on me guy?
Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah, he was
drinking. Hold on.
He's drinking his Mike Weaver right now.
He's
ladies
drinking
and
a
gentlemen.
Mike Weaver.
Now, what is the
you
Mike Weaver?
You can't hear it.
Kurt?
Why don't you explain it? You were the one who mixed this specific cocktail.
Well, I did.
You were watching Hometown Honeymoon in Hollywood the other day with Robert Goulet.
Yeah,
Bobby Goulet. This is a cream soda and a brandy.
Cream soda brandy. That is the official drink of this particular podcast.
And the 1982 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken.
That's official drink of the Olympics?
Well, there wasn't an Olympics in 82, but if there was.
Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And you need to drink because it's cold.
Yeah, brandy's a pretty good Winter Olympics
I think
drink.
They only had the Olympics in 80 and 84, didn't they? And then they switched it to every 2 years.
I might be mistaken. They did.
Now, are we going to do a drinking game within this podcast, or is that for December's cocktails?
We sure can.
Okay.
December's Children Drinking Game.
All right, so that means we're going to play along for those listening, and everybody here in attendance tonight will also be playing along to this drinking game. But, as always...
Drinking game rules.
All right, so our rules are these, fellas. We all pick a rule for ourselves, meaning when I or you or whatever you say something that you've picked, everybody has to drink. So I'm going to do the usual. When I say fellas... Some sort of variation on, but here's the thing, guys. That is a drink for everybody. Now, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to have to stick with calling people maniac, right?
Okay, Kurt's going to go with maniac. Anytime he calls me or she or we
really,
a
anybody.
Maniac, or anybody, really, you've got a drink. Kim, are you going to do your normal?
Yes, I will do my normal, which is the belly laugh.
Yes.
So good luck
Yeah,
this
when Kim starts
to each and every one of you because I laugh at everything.
When Kim does the belly laugh, we got a drink. Jeff, what
I
do
was
you
just going to say if anyone laughs. I've got to think of something new, and I have one more guy to think of something.
Since we're talking about Motley Crue here.
Okay.
Anytime someone mentions the Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson
sex tape.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. You might have to take a couple of shots for that one because I'm not sure we're going to mention that one.
I don't think we will mention
that.
Well, it might happen. It might happen. Okay. And
that one.
Trevor D?
Oh, man. let's go with anytime anybody mentions a city.
Oh, okay. That is
a good one.
Nice.
Okay.
That's
a good one.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
And I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm going to drink anytime anybody blinks.
That's terrible.
That would be a party foul, Scotty.
That's the worst rule in the history of rules.
I'm blinking a lot, and it looks like a strobe light.
Oh, man.
RJ just, RJ slash Ryan told me so much about you, and I just knew we'd be friends.
You know, I sent him a message the other day. I said, you know, if... RJ.
You can call me Ryan.
Well, Ryan.
Yeah.
You can.
Ryan and Trevor.
Call me Ryan, babe.
Ryan and Trevor had a baby. It would be Scott.
Belly laughs all around. I guess we've got a drink.
All right, all right.
That's just weird.
Well.
It got weird. It suddenly got weird.
Well, let's get to the Motley Crue,
all right, let's talk
shall
about
we?
To the beef
first,
this.
I'm going to talk about Motley Crue just a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about it.
They were an American heavy metal band formed in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, we've got some history there.
There's a city.
Everybody take a drink.
Oh,
there's a city.
Oh, hey-o.
Do I drink on my own rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drink on your own
It's
rule.
A reward, yeah. Trevor. This isn't to get anybody drunk.
It's a punishment and a reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The punishment is regurgitation, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, God. January 17th, 1981, group was formed.
Okay.
Bassist Nikki Sixx. Drummer Tommy Lee, lead singer Vince Neil, and lead guitarist Mick Mars.
What's interesting about that is that Tommy Lee was only 17 years old at the time.
He was a youngin.
Really?
He was a real youngin.
I didn't even know that.
And if you ever have the chance to read The Dirt,
mm-hmm.
great book. Great book.
I would imagine there's quite a bit of dirt.
That's our biography.
Yeah.
But great book. Okay. Carry on, Kurt.
No,
sorry.
17. That's great. Any information you have for us?
Vince Neil killed the drummer of Hanoi Rocks, right?
I've read that book 3 times, and it is phenomenal.
All right. Three times? You read that 3 times?
Isn't Tommy Lee originally from
Greece? I really enjoy reading books about bands because they're just crazy.
Is Tommy Lee from Greece?
I know he's not an American.
Tommy
he wasn't
Lee,
born in America.
Well, Tommy Lee was born in Greece.
There you
he was
go.
Born in Athens, in October 3rd, 1962. Yeah.
62.
Because his,
55.
Because his dad was in
Athens. Athens. Yeah. That is another city.
That's a city. That's a city. Good. Thanks a lot, Trevor. Didn't you want to see this end?
Trevor was thinking there. I thought I was just going to go
for a random laugh, and then Kim stole my lightning and the.
Okay, now was that
thunder.
On purpose? That was on purpose.
Hey, guys, did you know that Nikki Sixx is from San Jose?
No. Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay.
I've been to a lot of concerts over my years, but I've never seen a show just stop and turn the lights on. All right, it's boob cam time, everybody.
And
it was real.
This and happens?
This was in Grand Forks.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you are so cruel.
There were so many ladies willing, just waiting for the camera to be on them so they could whip their shirt out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they say, excuse me while I whip this out?
Yes,
they all sure did. Each and every one of them collectively said that.
I've never seen boobs on the big screen till that Motley Crue concert.
Oh, man, you never forget your first time.
I saw Motley Crue in 1987 in Winnipeg.
Were they still doing boob cam?
Well, damn right they were.
And where were they?
Oh, Winnipeg. God. Winnipeg.
Okay, no more towns, guys. We're gonna
wait. Did you say boob camp or boot camp?
Boob camp. And it's also a new addition. Boobs. It's also a new addition to this podcast. All right, ladies.
Hey, let's get back to the crew.
Kurt.
Right.
I think
we segued.
Everybody knows Motley Crue. We can all look them up yourselves. You do the work.
That's the point of this podcast. We're going to tell you to go do something.
So Too Fast for Love came out November 10th, 1981.
Okay.
The first edition was a pressing of 900 copies.
Okay.
And it was released on the band's original label, Leather Records. Leather, L-E-A-T-H-U-R, with some umlauts.
Oh, okay.
With some umlauts.
Elektra Records signed the band the following year, and that's when they put out the
Now, Scotty, you
album.
Have that. You have a tape of the first
pressing.
Well,
I'll tell you what. So I was working at a potato house, and this is
like
a crazy
you do around
story.
Here, yeah.
Yeah. I was working at a potato house. And
sounds
I,
like it's slang for something dirty.
Right.
Doesn't it?
And I needed some cigarettes, right? So this, well, no, I didn't need cigarettes. I needed something. I don't even know what I needed.
Still
but,
sounds dirty.
Because you gave the guy cigarettes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in the break room.
He was young and needed the money.
So I'm sitting in the break room with this guy that was from California that moved here.
Right.
Okay. And his last name was Conlon. Right. So we're sitting there and we're talking and he, you know, we're talking about bands and stuff like that. And I told him, he asked me, what's your favorite band? I said, well, Motley Crue. Right. And he says, well, I got their demo tape.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like, baloney, man. You don't have their demo tape. He says, yeah. Well, my uncle worked for Elektra Records back in the day and I have their demo tape on cassette. And I said, no way.
No way in Grafton, North Dakota, right. You have this demo tape.
So he says, I'll give it to you. Give me a carton of cigarettes. Right? Well, yeah, so I'm thinking, should I do this or should I not? Because it's almost worth it. You know, back then, cigarettes, a carton of cigarettes, about $10 or something like that.
What year was this?
So this was 1932. This was 1992. This was 1992. Yeah. And I was working at Hobie Potatoes. So I bring this $10 in. I buy the cigarettes, give it to him, Marlboro Reds in a carton, and he hands me this cassette tape with writing on it, right? And I'm thinking, this is absolute
this
bullshit,
is a mixtape,
right?
You're thinking, off the radio.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I get out to the car on my break, and I put this cassette tape in, and it is Motley Crue. And it is terrible.
But you knew it was Motley Crue.
But it was Motley Crue. And they're playing instead of louder than hell, they're playing harder than hell. Instead of there's just different lyrics to everything. Vince Neil's vocals are terrible. Yeah. They're playing Toast of the Town, which was on their pre-release. Mm-hmm. Toast of the Town and Stick to Your Guns, which was on the stuff that they put out by themselves, that was all on there, right?
Right.
Black Widow, all these songs were on this album.
Right.
And I'm listening to this, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I think I actually have this. Right. This is the real deal.
This might be the real deal, right? So, well, obviously, I keep it. And I tried to put it on CD, and back then, nobody knew how to do that.
Right.
You know? And it took me until 2000... Probably 2002.
Yeah.
No, 2002.
Oh, right. No.
I think maybe I might be wrong on this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kurt, because they re-released all their albums because they bought out their contract or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so they re-released all their albums, and on every album they put two or three songs that they had from their previous recordings.
Right. Yeah. That was the CD and, I had. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I bought this, lo and behold, there was Black Widow. There was all these songs that I had recorded from reel to reel on this cassette tape.
And now they're not special anymore because they've released them now.
Right.
Ta-da.
But I think they might have doctored them up a little bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Maybe. Up or something.
So
yeah.
When you had that exclusive material, did you ever get to impress any ladies with that?
I did.
I'm glad you asked, Trevor.
let's bring it back because we segued way too far. But let's bring it back to this. When I was young, Motley Crue was the band. Kids used to use an eraser on their hands and erase Motley Crue into their hand until
their
it was
skin.
A burn. Yeah. They would write it on their notebooks. They would carve it into their desks. This was the band to listen to. And I know why, because it was a good rock and roll show. Nothing like that had come around for a long, long time. And when Too Fast for Love and Shout the Devil, and I bought Shout the Devil before I bought Too Fast for Love.
Is that right?
I did, yeah. Because I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we were young, and you would go out to Kmart, and there would be a record there, and I bought Too Fast for Love on record.
So it was your first impression of Too Fast for Love?
I'm sorry. Shout the Devil on record.
Yeah. Too Fast for Love, you got on cassette.
On cassette.
Because I remember when he brought that home from Ben Franklin.
Well, yes. that gets into the topic for today's show, which is the older brother effect. So, the older brother effect I wanted to talk about was the music that you would get from older siblings
or
an older person in your life. And that is where I got all of my hair metal and
metal albums at all was from Scott's
from
collection.
Scotty. Yeah. So use your by proxy. Use your brother proxy.
My proxy older brother.
Well, I think of Kurt like my younger brother all the time.
Right.
Anyway. Aww. I mean, that's I love that guy. Aww. I love that guy.
Aww.
Yeah.
But really, so you brought that Too Fast for Love album home, cassette. I remember you showed it to me. You were sitting on the bottom bunk, and I was like, that looks just like those other guys. That cover looks just like those other guys. And can you guess what album I was thinking?
The Rolling Stones.
Stones. Rolling
Sticky
Stones,
Fingers.
Sticky Fingers.
Yeah. I even know that one.
Yeah, of course, I wouldn't
Stones.
Have known
yeah.
even
because
the Rolling Stones
I
at that
had
time.
That,
I just
had
said
that
it looks
album
like those
too.
Other guys.
I
yeah.
had that album too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I actually didn't listen to Too Fast for Love until much later when I would just go through your cassettes. And man, one day I stumbled on, because I had listened to, you would play like Shout the Devil and things like that, Dr. Feelgood. I'm like, eh. It would make me nervous because Scotty would drive me around
yeah.
in his car with that music so loud, and I was worried that he would forget how to drive, that it was going to be so loud. Because you're a kid, I'm like, it's so loud and distracting. What if he forgets how to drive?
Oh, what kind of a kid would worry about something like that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it
what
is.
Did you do to him neurotic. As a child
yeah.
that he's that neurotic?
I was neurotic, but he also this stuff made me nervous because he would always play this when he did the dishes. Our chore was doing the dishes, and we would wait until about 10 minutes before mom came home to do the dishes. So he would play this music, right? Loud, and then I was downstairs, and I could barely hear over the loud music, yelling at something, right?
Oh, no.
So it started to get me nervous, right? So I think there starts the correlation of it making me nervous, is because I knew when
okay,
that music started
that.
About 10 minutes later, we were going to get yelled at for something, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's how it started. But I do recall then years later when I finally had my car, I borrowed this album from Jimmy Midgarden, and he said, no, seriously, Ryan, you need to bring this back. I said, I just want to borrow for the night. He said, I know we all say that, and I know it never happens, but seriously, this time with this album, I do want this back. I still have that album this very
say,
day.
Did
yeah,
you
I still
give
have
it back? You
I
did
still
not.
Have it. But
you
any,
still have it.
Oh, I still have it. Yeah.
Oh.
But you see, so Shout of the Devil and all the songs, they were good, but when I started in with this album, the Too Fast for Love starts, oh my goodness, now I started to see what everybody was talking about, what the crew meant.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
mm-hmm.
this is my by
well,
far my favorite album.
It was almost it was. Here's what's funny. I talked to guys in the Navy right now. Just came into the Navy, and they're 18 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they some of those the guys that I talk to, you know, play guitar and stuff because that's, you know, we have this bond or
yep.
whatever, you
yep.
know?
Right?
And those guys are like, I'll play Too Fast for Love on my iPod because I still have an old ass iPod, the classic.
Yeah,
right.
So do I.
And yeah, it's right
see
that right
greatest,
here.
Yeah.
Greatest one ever.
Yeah,
I have that too. Except it's
no touch screen. I love it.
Black.
Right.
Yep.
Nice.
So the greatest thing ever was a young guy, man, 18 years old. He says, "Oh, Too Fast for Love, man. That's a great album.
Yeah,
that's a classic." He goes, "It's a cross between punk and metal." Because that is mm-hmm. just a great album, man.
It is. And what's that? What's
no,
that?
No, I was just going to say, I think the first album from a lot of those hair metal bands did that. Like Faster Pussycat's first album, their self-titled one.
Oh,
it's
we
so,
could have another one like that.
Well, we definitely will. Because that was my choice was between this and that album. It's got that just punkier edge to it. And I think that's the thing that I like most
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the song Home Sweet Home, we're all familiar with that. Right, that's on Theater of Pain or something like that, or House
Theater
of
Pain.
Theater of Pain,
yep.
Right, and it's a nice
House
slow song. House of Pain, there we go.
It's theater.
It
jump
is theater.
Around.
Okay. What's yeah. that?
Jump around.
They all had they
yeah,
all had to have their one ballad
you
for radio.
You had to have one ballad.
They did.
Yep.
For radio, they all did.
Yep. Except Too Fast for Love. It didn't have that.
It has one. And
well,
I would...
it has a ballad, but it's not a power ballad.
Yep. Oh, right.
Yep. It's just a slow song.
But this
they,
is one
they
of my...
were doing their thing with that album, though, before the hair metal thing was cool.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's
so,
what...
so you say that Motley Crue maybe was a trendsetter here because this was one of my favorite ones on the album. And it's kind of like Home Sweet Home, but it's just better.
On with the show, buddy.
Merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. There it is.
But On with the Show is glorious.
Yeah.
Man,
I just love that
the guitar.
They're doubled with an acoustic guitar. Count the times that he laid awake at night thinking, I'm not going down now. I'm not going down. I'm not going down now. Oh man.
I can't tell you how hard it is to continue this podcast right now. I just want to listen to Too Fast for Love.
I just want to play it. Right? I just want to. I want to have Kurt play the chords, and I want to play the songs.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, man, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
And now that was.
And now on Ladies Man.
If an erection lasts for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
Yeah, we still making love.
We're still doing it.
Now this is on with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a similar riff.
Yeah.
Some say it's suicide, but we know.
Drums are coming.
That's interesting. Drums, though.
You can just hear, like, oh, God.
It's the best Motley Crue album. Don't you have to agree already just by those three songs we played already?
And everybody says, oh,
sure the
Dr.
Okay.
Feelgood, man. They got clean, and they were working out, and it was all good. No, man. This is the best Motley Crue album.
Well, I'll say this about Motley. As someone who is not a big fan of the 80s hair metal stuff,
yeah,
I don't think it's fair that, and I'm not even that big of a Motley Crue fan, but I don't think it's fair that they get lumped in with like Poison and Rat and all those kind of guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That is true.
You can listen to it and, yeah, they wore the makeup and they had the hair, but they had so much more talent.
Yeah.
And they put so much more effort into every song than anyone else. They weren't just, I need my radio play, I want to get an MTV, I want to score with all the girls at the concert.
Yeah.
They were actual.
They were making these songs because they wanted to make them. They weren't told, you need this, you need that, you need this. I mean, maybe later on, but not for this one.
Not for this
album. Not for this at all.
And, Jeff, you make a great point there, because all these bands that later on, right, you have all these parents and all these upper echelon that would just lump these guys into the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a band and you got long hair? You're the Black Crowes? The Black Crowes didn't play anything like this.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
They're a hair metal band. Oh, you got Guns N' Roses? They're a hair metal band.
Well, exactly.
You
know? Yeah, Guns N' Roses, I don't think should be lumped into
They should not be either.
To the hair band category
and
either.
And I love Guns N' Roses, but...
Trevor loves Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Guns N' Roses, I would...
God dang it, Scott.
Oh, sorry.
Beep.
Bleep.
I want to change my rule.
We'll make a note of that.
To every time Scott swears, you got to
get all right. All right. We'll change it to
that.
Well, Scott's a sailor, and Scott has this cuss. Sorry.
Scott has a sailor mouth, and we're going
well,
to
here's the deal. I will apologize for all my cussing.
Okay. Well, by this time, it's already been bleeped out, though, Scott,
so
don't worry about
it. Just a little extra effort.
Yeah.
I know.
I hope we don't run into a man who looks like a member of Guns N' Roses tonight at the bar. Oh, we'll make some good memories.
Slash is here.
We'll have some good stories.
Hey, if Slash was there, though, I mean. Yes.
Oh, man. Well,
okay, people.
If Slash is there, we're going to invite him into the house.
What is the best song on Too Fast for Love, guys? I'm going to say Take Me to the Top.
You are? You're going to say?
Because that's my favorite song.
You're going to say this one?
Yes.
I knew that was coming,
and
so I
love,
had it queued up.
I love the end.
Oh, you knew it.
I did. I'm going to go with Merry-Go-Round.
I love how it goes, take me to the top, and oh, maybe.
I agree. I'm going Merry-Go-Round, too.
All right.
Merry-Go-Round, around.
All right.
Merry-Go-Round,
I don't know if I can pick a song.
Have to, though, Kurt. This is the deal.
This is such an album, though.
But you got to pick your favorite song.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna pick for Kurtz right here. Oh yeah, that would have been. But I bet you guys are forgetting the other one though.
Which one?
You guys are all forgetting this one right here.
Wow. I would have used to say that. I would have said that. Piece of Your Action or Livewire used to be my favorite songs. As I've grown older, I like Take Me to the Top. Because I like the ending, how they're all singing like
Take Me to the Top. I have to say, I think Livewire's my favorite.
And I'll tell you an interesting story about this one, although I might be wrong.
It's the harmonics, I think, that I like so much.
I get it.
Way back when we started all playing the guitar together, you were starting to learn some Motley Crue songs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure down in the basement, you sitting there drinking beer, watching TV, not wanting to be too much of a part of us at that time, said, hey, Kurt, can you play this one? And you kind of knew some of that. Maybe it was the harmonics or some of the little riff.
Yeah.
And Scott's like, let's bring all of this stuff out to the garage. Let's play some songs. And it never stopped.
That is where it happened.
It is.
This is
pretty
Maybe
much.
That's why I like the song so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, made us run into the garage.
So,
and we, and this
so you could
this.
Put my stake in the ground and credit me for all of this.
Not all of this. I
yep,
can credit
all
it
of this.
Okay. I can credit yeah. you with, sure. with us sure. doing things together. Because at the time, Scott would just come home, drink beer, do his own thing. Kurt and I were still doing music.
Well, what's
separately.
Funny, Ryan, is you talked about this.
Were
the
you
other
the
night.
Big brother bully?
No.
Not really.
Yes.
We're actually always
or
pretty close.
Did you just
yes.
think were you cooler?
Yes.
Yeah, I was cool.
All right. So we've all picked our favorite songs. You're going to go. You went with Merry Go Round. Jeff, you're just going to go with.
Whatever, I don't even know the song.
And you, I don't know who these guys are. Kim, you're going to go with whatever I did, right?
You're going to go with Starry Eyes, right?
Yeah, you want to go to Starry
oh,
Eyes?
Starry Eyes?
Well,
really?
I don't know. I mean, I heard Livewire. I'm like, I know that, and I love that. Yeah. I'm going to say Livewire. I don't
the big
know
hit
the
song
album.
From it.
Yeah, I don't care for this one.
I like this song.
I think
too.
It's kind of a cool.
I love every song on this album. I just love this album and I love this band. Until about 1987.
Well, then isn't that Primal Scream era or is that 90s?
I like Primal Scream.
No, that's a different lead singer.
I do like No. He's
no,
saying
Primal
Scream.
That was on Decade
yeah.
of Decadence.
Decade of Decadence.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
But I'm not too keen on Girls, 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 and I'm not too keen on...
Wildside is one of my favorite songs from Motley Crue, though, of the singles.
Oh, my favorite song
oh,
is Girls, Girls, Girls
on.
Is All in the Name of Rock and Roll. That's my favorite
all
song.
All in the Name of dot, 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 you mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Well,
so,
whatever.
That's what it's listed as on the album.
So, I
really?
Think it's evident that we
is
all...
Is it really?
Huh?
Well, I don't remember that on my cassette.
I think it's evident we all love this album.
We
it is their
it.
Debut. I would suggest everybody and their mother go find your mother wherever she is. Wake her up. Tell her to go get you Too
say,
Fast
hey,
for Love.
Mom.
Everybody
mom.
And their mother find
hey,
their mother.
Mom. Mama. Mama.
Yeah,
mama.
Do that.
Yeah.
Mom.
Do
mom.
That until
mom.
She gets you Too Fast for Love. And don't steal it on YouTube. Support.
You know
Tommy
what, make, you know what makes
Tommy
me mad
Lee.
Is that Corey Michalak had every album, like the albums, every one of these on record. You can't even find those on record anymore. Every one of them.
You might be able to get them now.
So,
but the
original,
the
stuff.
Originals.
Well, not yeah.
So, are we gonna rate this album Living or Deet?
Oh, it's living.
It
buddy.
Is very much alive. It's alive. White.
I love it.
What do we rate Motley Crue though? I mean, are they still out there touring or?
Well, it doesn't ooh, matter.
No, it's just the album.
No, they
it's
quit
the
touring. It's the album, man.
It's the
okay.
album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The album is now living.
You damn
living
right
or
it is.
Deadpool.
Yep.
Living.
Because Deadpool's a whole other podcast.
As much fun as I enjoy saying the word did.
No, isn't it right? It's fun to say.
No, it's good stuff.
We'll say alive.
Oh, Jeff? I was going to go around for the consensus.
Oh.
What do you...
Well, I'm wondering who is around today that was influenced by Motley Crue.
A lot
oh.
of people. Lot
well,
of people.
I know, like, you can find people from, say, 15, 20 years ago that started, like, say, started in, like, 1995 that were influenced, but... Who's like now that's like, yeah,
that's
I
true.
Hear Motley Crue in that.
Cardi B?
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
you can hear
oh,
you can hear these guys
Trevor,
all over Cardi B.
Trevor.
No, that would terrible. Be interesting.
Then I am declaring it did if it's Cardi B.
What? Yeah. Well, we're going to say
not.
That it's a we're going to say the general consensus
it's a good
even
album.
If
it's
Jeff,
a good album. I like
all
it.
Right. All right. Well, now we're going to the let's, final portion of our show here and so Scott can go tinkle. That's all right.
Tinkle. Let's harmonize
tinkle.
Living. One, two, three, four.
Living.
Just gonna. We'll take a quick little commercial
little
break.
Short commercial
yeah,
break.
We'll be right back.
I've been holding it
the Billy Goat.
John Blaber had the perfect life. A wife who loved him.
I love you, John Blaber.
a dog that couldn't bark, and a cat who also couldn't bark. But today, John Blabber's luck just ran out.
Excuse me, sir. Which way to the subway?
Oh, the subway right there. Train C, C train.
No, not the subway, the train, but subway, the restaurant. I want a meatball marinara.
Oh, the sub shop, the sandwich shop. Yeah,
yes.
We don't have one of those, but the C train's over there.
What? You don't have a subway sandwich. You don't have a subway restaurant, but you have a train that goes underneath the earth. You dug out underneath the earth to put in a train, and you don't have this. Now, I curse you. That's what I do. I curse you, the ability to speak. And here.
Okay.
Everything.
Sure, pal. You have a good day, and good luck with that meatball marinara.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy out there.
Crazy in here too, buddy.
Ralph? You can talk.
Of course I can talk. You just never listened.
What about the cat?
Hey, John. It's me, the ATM. How'd you like 620s?
I'd love them. Thank you.
Coming right up.
Hey, toaster.
Hey, John. How do you want your toaster strudel this morning?
Well, burnt on the outside and frozen on the inside, of course.
That's how I do.
Everything was going great for John. Until...
Sorry, pal, but I gotta pee in something. Besides, it's your job. But you're whining.
This summer, blabber.
All right, fellas, it's time for our final portion of the show. Now, this is gonna get real. Kurt's gonna ask us all about it.
He's gonna ask us all about it. He's gonna ask us all about it. Kurt Quiz. Kurt Quiz. He's gonna ask us all about it. He's gonna ask us all about it. Kurt Quiz. Kurt Quiz. Kurt Quiz.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Kurt takes an awful lot of time and puts an awful lot of thought into these, and they're not easy.
That's why y'all need to pay attention.
In fact, I should go sit on the couch
and put your game faces on.
Yeah, but hey, just keep this in mind. It's just an all-around general music. This is a music quiz. It doesn't necessarily have to do with Motley Crue. Now, Kurt, if you want to explain the rules of this.
So, based upon the older brother effect that we talked about earlier, I'm going to name siblings.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me the name of the band.
Okay.
That they're in.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
So, did I hear you say you're going to recuse yourself?
No, I lied.
Okay. You did lie. So I have 12 questions, and then the top 2 point totals will go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Quiz down.
Okay, or a quiz down. It won't be so much of a tiebreaker as it is a quiz down. Now, are we going to do this we've done in the past?
So what's going to happen is...
Put your phone up. Put your phone up here.
You'll see me if I'm typing.
No, I won't.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to name...
Turn in your gun.
So Big Brother does not trust Little Brother right now.
No, he does
this
not.
Is what's happening.
All right.
Put up
I'll
your
just
guns.
Sit here with this keyboard here and
put
Google.
Up your guns. Pretty much. Pretty
I can
much.
See it.
He's got
so
an entire screen in front of his face.
So what's going to happen, I'm going to name the siblings, and if you can get the name of the band right away, you get 4 points.
Right. And you've got to make a beep, right? Or something like that.
This sounds
make...
really complicated.
Oh. We're going to go around.
And my beer is gone.
Oh, okay.
So you get
Can
4 points.
Somebody get me another beer?
Give him that one. Yeah.
If, however, you can't, you don't know the answer, or your time runs out, which will be determined by me, it'll be move on.
To the next guy.
To the next person.
Okay.
If they can't get it.
If they can't get it, and then but you will get another clue.
Phone up, Scott.
You'll get another clue. So what's
let's just start, and I think everybody should be able to get it. We'll start with
however, him. If you get the answer wrong, you'll lose a point.
Okay. Yep. Right? That's a minus one.
Minus
oh
point.
Yeah.
So don't answer wrong. If you don't know the answer, don't answer.
What if you don't answer?
You don't answer, that's fine. Nothing.
Nothing happens. Zero.
Yep.
Like just, no positive nothing. Or negative.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
So this is starting with Scott.
Scotty, put the phone down.
Hold on. Your
Scotty, put the phone down.
Party foul.
That's what we would say to you. I just want to use that button. So, okay.
Is he Googling like sibles and siblings and bands right now?
No, Bob Orange is texting me. That's
oh, okay. Well, tell him we'll be up there shortly.
He's taking a picture of his junk with his phone right now.
Do you want me to show you that picture?
We're going
to
speak about it in French later.
All right, let's start this thing.
All right, let's do it.
So, the first question. Your siblings are Chris and Rich Robinson.
Bing. Black Crowes.
Okay. That is 4 points for Scott.
I was trying to buzz in, though.
You can't buzz in. Sorry.
You can't buzz in.
Oh, you just...
That's not how this works.
That, now, I said that wrong.
Now, moving on to you.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Your siblings, Malcolm and Angus Young.
AC/DC.
Okay. Wow. Easy ones so far. Okay. Jeff?
Yes.
I think I was thinking there were going to be some dumber people at this table, I guess. Sorry.
Anybody can answer?
I'm pretty
are we
dumb.
Going, are we going around the room?
Nope, we're just going around.
Okay.
Jeff's question. John and Tom Fogerty.
That would be a Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Very good. Nice work. Now they get hard.
Well, not again.
Oh, great. Great. So it's my turn now, and now they get hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hashtag me to him.
Sorry.
Can I phone a friend?
This is just incidental. I just picked a direction, and then you just happened to be
I'm
there.
So excited for this.
Your siblings, Jerry Only and Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein.
I have no idea. What the hell is that? That's...
Can I steal
Anybody
those?
Want to steal? Hold please.
On. It's got to go around. So.
I got nothing.
Do you have nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Moving on.
Oh. Frankenstein.
And now it's Ryan's turn.
I'm going to say Rammstein.
No, hold on. You get a clue.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Only and Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein. this band was formed in 1977 in Lodi, New Jersey.
Oh, they get more hints after I fail. That's cool.
Oh, I wouldn't know
that. Is that going to help? Is that going to help at all?
No, I give up.
Well, thank you. It makes me feel better.
Moving back to Scott. This band is a horror punk band with Glenn Danzig.
Misfits.
Got it.
Really?
That's only 2 points, though.
Wow, yeah, but I got
oh, we're in trouble.
No, sorry.
I would have guessed.
I misspoke. That's 1 point.
I would have guessed
what?
Danzig.
Yep, you only get one there. Okay, now moving on to... It is Ryan's clue?
It.
Oh, no.
No, yep. It's... But
yeah,
it's Jeff.
No, it's yours, because now you get a chance for
you
4 points.
You get the
points
first one, yep.
The... Yeah, because that was the first one to fail.
Oh, yeah.
Your
okay.
siblings are Charlie and Craig Reed.
Charlie and Craig Reed?
Yep. Let's go. Let's see. Make me feel better.
This was supposed to be easy.
First few were.
Thanks for the easy one.
I defer.
Okay. Your siblings were Charlie and Craig Reed, formed in 1983 in Scotland.
Oh,
I got it. No, I don't.
1983?
Yep.
In
Scotland.
I just don't
Replacements.
Know.
Nope. That's minus one for you.
Oh, I get a minus?
Yep.
You
yeah, you get a minus
for
a wrong
answer.
Guess.
Yep.
Oh.
So your next clue.
Trevor D.
For 1 point. The hit song, I'm Gonna Be.
Proclaimers.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Oh! Oh, look at
nice.
Look at Trevor D.
All right, now
he's on the board.
Scott's turn. Your siblings are Robert and Dean DeLeo.
Oh. Oh. Extreme.
Nope, minus one.
He's serious.
Okay, Trevor's turn.
Super serious.
Robert and Dean DeLeo. This band was formed in 1989 in San Diego.
I've got nothing.
Okay. Jeff's turn.
Does he get a minus one?
No.
No,
he didn't answer wrong guess.
He didn't answer anything.
Oh, if I wouldn't have guessed?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Don't tell him that.
You have to shut your mouth.
We explained the rules.
He needs some minus
points. I didn't know that rule.
Okay. He was tinkling.
Robert and Dean DeLeo, 1989, San Diego, California. Their hit song, Interstate Love Song.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Stone Temple Pilot.
That's correct.
Come on.
This is for us.
I'm still got four, right?
Yeah.
I'm four ahead of everybody.
You have three.
Looks like you're back to zero.
Behind.
Well, I had four and then plus two. And then
you
had took two
one,
away
minus
from me.
Two. You had one, minus one, minus one. Okay. It's the score will come later. Okay, Trevor's turn. Allie and Robin Campbell.
Or
Ali, quite possibly.
Oh, that's nice, Scotty.
Well, now I know. Don't guess.
Allie and Robin.
And just wait for the time to run out.
E-L-L-I-E?
It's A-L-I. That's why I said possibly Ali. I'm not entirely sure. Apparently, I didn't do my research well enough.
That's terrible.
Allie and Robin.
It's a good quiz.
I'm going to have to pass on this.
Okay,
I'm going to punch myself in the you-know-where, but...
In the chode.
Ali, or Allie, and Robin Campbell, formed in 1978 in Birmingham, England.
Shoot. No, I'm all off. I don't know.
Okay. Ali and Robin Campbell, 1978, Birmingham, England. Their hit, Red Red Wine.
Suck me sideways.
I'm going to need a soundbite of that. Oh, now we got a drink.
Let's hope you know the name of it.
But here's the bad
thing. Wait, we should have been drinking every time you said
what
a city.
It is right now.
She doesn't know what it is.
No.
Oh, God.
Guess who gets to take it? This guy gets to get on the board.
I will kill you. Still have time.
Huh?
I will murder you in your sleep.
Murder away.
All right. Moving on to Ryan.
UB40.
That's correct.
Come
God
on.
Damn it. God damn it.
Hey, where's the applause?
No, I'm not
I think you guys don't want me to win.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Does he always win?
Whose turn?
I believe it's Kim's turn.
No, I don't think I got a first one, did I?
No, you did
not.
No,
you didn't. Sorry. That's right. Nick and Chris Sester. C-E-S-T-E-R. I'm not entirely sure how that's pronounced. But
no, I got nothing.
Okay. Nick and Chris Sester. Formed in Australia. They are a rock band.
Got it. I have no idea.
No.
Okay.
More hints.
This band, you know the names of the siblings. I don't have to keep repeating
them. Yeah. It
Nick
doesn't matter.
Sester,
I don't know who they are.
Aussie
anyways.
Rock band.
Okay.
Their hit single.
Okay.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Oh, shit.
Is this Jet?
This is Jet.
Woo! Good job, RJ.
Yes!
Only three questions left. Only three.
Did you know that, Jeff?
Yes!
Thank God.
You're off the team.
Okay.
Good.
I was guessing it was NXS or Midnight Oil, and that's the only rock bands to ever come out of.
So it's Kim's turn, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Kimmy.
This band is... consists of, not entirely, but Tim Ferriss, Andrew Ferriss, and John Ferriss.
Three brothers.
The Pointer Sisters.
Before the operation.
That sounded like a female that just said that right there. I got nothing.
Okay.
Nope.
Tim Ferriss, Andrew Ferriss, John Ferriss, an Australian rock band formed in 1977.
What's all those kangaroo bands?
Jeff.
Wallaby bands.
Okay, so they were formed in 1977.
Right. Mm-hmm. Stop Googling.
I'm not Googling.
All right.
I'm watching.
I'm going to venture an answer, but I don't think they were actually from there.
Okay.
Men at Work.
Nope.
Shoot.
Nice.
That was a good guess.
Okay.
Don't ruin the quiz.
Back to you. Tim, Andrew, and John Ferriss, Australian rock band, 1977. Their hit single, I Need You Tonight. Or, I'm sorry, Need You Tonight.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
I need two morons in front of me and I can win this thing.
Well, you do have those, but...
Is there a time limit on this?
Yes. Determined by him.
Yeah, it's right now.
He failed. Next.
It ain't going to be Trevor because he knows it.
I know, and that's what pisses me off.
Trevor's already...
I don't know.
All right, moving on to Trevor.
I think Jeff might punch me.
Oh, I don't think he'll punch you.
You don't need any more.
Into the mother frickin' excess.
In excess.
Ah! Nice.
And you had just mentioned them, which was fortuitous.
Yep. He punches Mike with his head instead.
Okay.
Nice.
That's better.
Don't ask me to do that again. I might miss.
That's
way to make this
me.
Totally unmixable later.
So that's it then, right?
Won? Nope.
Two
we
questions.
We have two more questions.
Oh, there's more.
I believe it's...
Oh,
is
but
it,
wait. There's more.
Okay.
Or wait. I got the clue.
So...
Who was last?
I got the clue, so it must have been...
Yeah.
So you ask me?
Okay. So this band is... Ed and Dean Roland.
Ed and Dean Roland.
That's all you get?
That's
yeah.
all you get.
That's all I get.
All
so
get.
I don't want to get the first question, fellas.
No, that's tough.
No.
It's
you guys got a drink,
I
by the way. Did I commit a party foul when I don't have a drink to drink?
Yes, you did.
Oh, party foul.
Boom.
Okay, I'll have some
There's
of this.
One.
It's all water now, so.
I'll hand it to you
all right.
now.
Okay, so your clue, Ed and Dean Roland, formed in Stockbridge, Georgia in 1992. Second clue is not very helpful very often.
Mm-mm. So. No, I love how you do that.
I want to say.
And we should be drinking every time he says a city name.
Say
they all like cheeseburgers.
True.
I want to say their song is God No Shame. I don't know.
Okay. Ed and Dean Roland formed in Stockbridge, Georgia in 1992. Their hit song, Shine.
Oh. Collective Soul.
Oh.
What?
He's collecting all these one pointers.
Yes.
Okay,
all points
question.
Matter.
All points do matter,
Trevor. Last question.
Last question before the final showdown. Okay. Johnny and Colin Greenwood.
Good research, Kirk. I've never even heard of this game till today. This is really fun.
He made it up.
Yeah. I got to come up with a quiz every time, so it's straining my resources.
Is he? Hey,
is he on his phone?
He's on his phone.
Get off your phone, Scott.
That's gotta be hit the party foul button.
I'm texting. I don't care. Texting.
Get off your phone. You could be asking.
I'm just texting.
He's sexting.
Do you have an answer?
It's my.
It's your question.
Yep. Oh. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. Question?
Drop
well,
the
that's
phone.
Why we're so sad.
Johnny,
that's why we're crying.
I wasn't even listening to you because I thought it was her turn.
Johnny and Colin Greenwood. Johnny and Colin Greenwood.
I don't have a clue.
Nope.
No, dude, that's the first one.
That is all you get.
It's
my
first.
You were the first
to you. Yep.
The first round, you get nothing.
Because Trevor got that last question.
So it goes back to me.
Aye.
I don't have an answer to that.
Trevor.
Okay. Johnny and Colin Greenwood formed in Abingdon, Oxfordshire, in the UK.
And I will just...
In 85. I'll give you that, too.
They were born in 1985?
No, it was formed.
Oh, okay.
The band was formed in 85.
I'll pass it right on, because I have no idea.
Okay.
All
right,
Flatten.
Johnny and Colin Greenwood.
It's all you, man.
Abingdon, Oxfordshire, 1985. Their hit single, Creep.
Oh,
Radiohead.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. Jeff gets one.
He spun the microphone on that one.
I did.
He spun it. I saw it. It was glorious.
So
pretty sure I won that one.
Well, we're gonna
sure
we're gonna top these.
How did you win that one? You didn't even
like.
Because
I had 4 + 2 - 1. I had 5.
So here are the scores. Kim with 0. Sorry, Kim. Ryan with not much better 1.
What? I'm gonna lose this one.
It makes
yep,
me
you
feel
did.
Better.
Scott with 3. Sorry. Because you got the 2 - 1s. Yeah.
Yep. It happens.
But I got 4 + 2 - 1.
6 - 2.
So that leaves Jeff with 6 and Trevor with 7 into
boy.
The final showdown.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, let's go, boys. Let's go, boys.
Oh, this is getting right. serious now, guys.
We're
all right.
Start,
here's,
we're gonna,
what, here's how this round works, this final round. He's got a protest walkout.
I don't like that one.
Here's how this final round works.
What are you doing there?
All right.
I am going to name siblings, And I'm going to keep going until you get the name of the group. Okay? So I'm going to start with this. And you get a buzz in. I'll just determine who buzzed in.
We have
by
to buzz. Okay.
Yeah, just make a buzz noise. Let me hear your buzzes first. Go ahead.
Meh.
All right, I'll go with that. Jeff.
Perfect.
Meh.
I can't tell the two apart. Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that'll work. All right. So here we go. First sibling, Michael. Second sibling, Jackie. Jeff.
Jackson 5.
That's right.
What? Jeff wins.
No, hold on.
I have
one more question.
Okay.
Jeff got it on the second one, so he only gets 1 point for that.
Oh.
No, I don't know. Okay. There's not really going to be any points. This is the ultimate. If you get it, you win. If you get it, tie.
Ooh.
We're going to end it in a tie. Because I think you guys have fought down to the wire.
You guys have fought hard.
It's been a brutal battle. And here we are in the final one. All right. Here we go. Alan.
I got it.
Wayne. Merrill.
Oh, no. I'm blanking.
Jay. Donnie.
Bam.
Oh,
Osmond.
Shit. Again. We all win. I know. I got it the second game.
We tied.
Thank you and good night.
Bye.
That is our quiz.
Thank you. That's great.
Lots of fun.
You did good, kid. And thus ends another podcast for December's Children. It was an episode of...
Well, I gotta say, these competitors here today...
They fought hard, man.
I haven't seen anything like this in all my years of broadcasting.
They came out of the gate, they played D.
You know, they laid it all, they left it all out there on the field, you know.
And here we are.
Nobody believed in them.
I certainly
didn't.
But
they did it.
But they won.
They did it.
Scotty Johnson already left. So here we are at the final countdown of our December's Children Album Corners podcast. It's been real. It's been fun. And we will see you next time with December's Children. Check out the webpage at decemberschildrennd.com.
Good night.
This has been another Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support this show and others, plus to hear exclusive content, subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes. And we invite you to visit our homepage at December'sChildrenND.com, where we welcome your comments and show suggestions. Until next time, so long from December's Children.